Novi Prostor, a magazine sold by the homeless, is celebrating its 10 years of existence. First published under the name Patron in 1999, Novi Prostor has since then become well established in the Czech Republic's big cities. Now a bi-monthly, Novi Prostor sells around 15,000 copies each and has around 160 sellers all over the country. Ruth Frankora has the story.
Novi Prostor, or New Space, takes its know-how from The Big Issue, the British street paper sold by the homeless. Its sale is subject to strict rules. The vendors must wear badges, they are not allowed to drink, and everyone has a sales place assigned to them. Jitka Junková has been selling Novi Prostor at Prague's IP Pavlova metro station since February this year, after losing her job and ending up on the streets.
I used to work in a printing house and I was kicked out without any compensation money. The owner still owes me 3 wages. I got 4,000 crowns a month on the dole, but the rent in my flat was 8,000, so I was kicked out of the flat and my first steps led to a boat for the homeless. There I met a woman who already worked as a seller, so I went to the office of Novi Prostor and started selling too.
Mrs. Junková buys the magazine from the publishers for 20 crowns and sells it for 40. She spends most of the day out in the street.
The sale depends on the mood of people, on the weather, whether it is before or after payday, and also on the day of the week. People tend to buy more before the weekend. Some days I sell 20, some days 30 copies. It's not a lot, but it's enough to get by, to wash my clothes and pay for a place to sleep.
Dagmar Kocmánková, the co-founder of Nový Prostor, says homelessness continues to be a serious problem in the Czech Republic, with local authorities trying to push the homeless out of the city instead of addressing the problem.
Homelessness is known since the Velvet Revolution in Czech Republic, but the number of homeless people is growing every year. There was first counting of homeless people in Prague in 2004, and it was counted about 3,500 homeless people. But we think that there is much more people who are on the streets, and if you compare that all shelters and all crisis centers provides only 1,500 beds, you know, the problem become very big.
Over the past 10 years, the sale of Nový Prostor has had its ups and downs, but Dagmar Kocmánková says the most important thing is that Czechs have come to accept it.
In one way, I think we are successful because we become a part of a normal life, and we have also few successful stories where people who were homeless now have work and proper accommodation. We don't want to have a mark as a homeless magazine because not everyone who is selling the magazine is homeless. You know, there are people who are living in their flats. Maybe they are pensioners and they are not able to pay all of the costs. So we would like to be taken as a project who helps people in need, not only homeless people. And this is what we want to change.
Thank you, Ruth. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Radio